One by one, they cross into Uganda. They are refugees from South Sudan, escaping a war that has pitted Dinka, Nuer, and Equatorian tribes against each other.
We ran here because one day, a week ago, the Dinka came and they killed five people. One of those killed is my brother's son.
Small way stations dot Uganda's border with South Sudan. New arrivals rest after the exhausting escape from the war.
We stayed for 3 weeks under trees. I only brought saucepans, plates, and some cups for water. I need to be taken to a place where at least I can find peace so I can forget what happened behind.
The next day, they are registered and head to a larger collection point an hour away. But here, they meet another challenge. Though Uganda says it grants refugee status unconditionally, authorities screen the new arrivals here. The goal is to make sure no Ugandan citizens register for free food intended for refugees, and to prevent South Sudanese from registering twice. But the process can be aggressive. A Ugandan official asks intimate questions to each family member in front of the whole group. Those he accuses of lying are pulled aside. Ia is one of them. Desperate after escaping war only days ago, she insists she is a real refugee.
This is my first time to come for registration, but they refused to register me. They said I am a Ugandan, but I am not a Ugandan. I am a South Sudanese.
Hours go by. Eventually, the official allows her to move to the next stage. All evidence points to her being a legitimate refugee. At Emugo Camp, each family receives a small plot of land to construct a small shelter. A civil servant who fled the South Sudanese town of Yei, Kamis Koni, has received his plot, but has yet to start building. He says he has lots of time.
I may stay maybe for 5 years, because the nature of the situation in my country, there's no stability, the way I see. I don't have hope, really, if South Sudan will have peace at the moment.
For him and a million others, a new life as a refugee in Uganda is only beginning. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Mvepi, Uganda.